Hello, forward wrestling fans. Before we get started with the show today, it's time to do a bit of housekeeping. Please do check out bwfradio.com every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the Board Wrestling Fan Radio going out live. You can also join in the chat there and chat with all of us and our resident chat person, Maven Fan, who is notorious and famous and someone we really like. Also follow Board Wrestling Fan on Twitter at Board Wrestling Fan, as Joe likes to put it. That is Board Wrestling Fan without vowels. I am at Mark_Noyce, and Joe is at ThinkSoJoe, at Random Redhead for JT, and at G of the Internet for our good friend G, of course. And let's get on with today's show then. Hello everyone. First of all, my apologies for just how late this show is. Normally I try and release a show on Wednesdays, but obviously today is not Wednesday, it is Friday. I'm not even going to try and pretend that you're all wrong and it is Wednesday. What happened is basically I've not been feeling very well these past few days and I've been quite busy. So basically I'm looking for any excuse. I've not had the energy or the drive to really do anything, and that unfortunately included recording a podcast. This was also probably going to be kind of a quick one. Can I really say that? All of my podcasts are kind of quick. I don't have anything worth talking about, people. If there's anything you would like my opinion on, then feel free to tell me so. Or if there's something you don't quite understand, I will apply my classic British logic to it. Which is basically what I'm going to do in this episode. Because even though WrestleMania was 2 weeks away now, it was forever ago, we still continue to talk about it. And basically, I'm going to be addressing something from WrestleMania. And that is because some people were quite confused about it and didn't quite understand it. It was nothing to do with the booking. It was Sting and Triple H's entrance as well. Sting's mostly, but Triple H also had a bit like, wow, this was awful, or this was great. I personally thought it was pretty cool. But the Sting entrance definitely left a lot of people confused, because it was like Tatsumi Fujinami was coming out, or Great Muda. It was very Japanese influenced, to the point that if you didn't notice the drummers were wearing Sting makeup, you might not have even realized they were for Sting. Because I sure didn't at first. It took me a minute to realize that it was indeed Sting they were there for. And obviously, yes, that left some people confused and wondering what was happening. Just excuse me for a second. I just had to quickly take care of something, which you wouldn't even know if I didn't mention it. Well, you might have guessed I did something, because I said excuse me. I did my Vicky impression. I was talking about Sting's entrance and how it was definitely Japanese influenced. I believe they were taiko drums. I think that's the word I've heard people use. The large drums with the Japanese people even playing them. As I said in full Sting getup, it took me a minute or so to notice the Sting makeup and realize, oh, this is Sting. And that has, of course, left a lot of people confused, because, well, for a start, Sting is a North American wrestler and not a Japanese one, and it was a very Japanese influence. Well, it's time to lay some stuff down on you. Before Sting went full Crow Sting, his face paint was apparently actually a reference to Japanese Kabuki Theater, which you might recognize the name, the term Kabuki Theater. But even if you don't, you've undoubtedly seen Kabuki face paint, even if you didn't know what it was. But Sting does use a lot of Japanese influences. It's kind of hard to know that, though. His Scorpion Deathlock, it originated in Japan, and its original Japanese name, in Japanese, of course, is the Sasori Gotami, or Gatami. I don't remember if it's Gotami or Gatami, but that's a common name for a hold anyway, the Gotami, the such and such Gotami. But yeah, this is a fun little Japanese lesson for you too. Sasori is the Japanese word for scorpion. So Scorpion Deathlock is actually probably a pretty decent English translation of the term Sasori Gotami. And a lot of his gimmick, well, especially nowadays, like the Stinger Splash, Scorpion Deathlock, the Scorpion imagery, as I just said, he uses a lot of Scorpion imagery. And even his name is probably not a reference to that wonderful singer from The Police. It is actually quite likely something... apologies for that. It is quite likely something to do with scorpions. And as I said, he gets a lot of his stuff from scorpions. Like this is Scorpion Gotami. And other things like that. By the way, another random Japanese lesson. Itami, as in Hideo Itami, means pain. So, yeah, that's what the Itami in Hideo Itami is about. But yeah, there is a lot of... Well, I don't want to say a lot because it wasn't that obvious, but there is some Japanese history to Sting and his influences. So, when you realize that and you know that, it's not too difficult to understand just why he used taiko drums and had such a heavy Japanese-influenced entrance. It was a not-so-subtle, subtle reference to some of his subtleties. Which is, the most the word subtle has been used in a sentence since the subtle battle of 1450. I don't know where that came from. But yeah, now you understand why Sting had such a heavily Japanese entrance. It is because, on some levels, he has kind of a Japanese-themed-slash-tribute to Japanese gimmick. I'm not sure how much he wrestled in Japan, though. And I will now try and find this one out for you guys. I want to make sure I put Sting wrestler, otherwise I'm going to get just like the Sting. Steve Borden Sr. Wow, he's... Ooh, it still feels good to read he's currently employed to World Wrestling Entertainment. Let's see here, he started out in the Continental Wrestling Association, moved to Universal Wrestling, then he was with Jim Crockett, or / WCW, then World Wrestling All-Stars, then TNA. Wow. Apparently he didn't even wrestle much in Japan. But yeah, even his surfer gimmick and his surfer face paint was a reference to Japanese Kabuki Theater. So, okay, he wasn't really in Japan much, but he does have a Japanese style in things, which is what I've just said. Oh, he's also a born-again Christian. He has two sons and a daughter. I guess that means that soon we'll get Mini Sting in... we'll get Mini Sting. Let's see, championships, Jim Crockett... PWI, TNA. Yeah, wow. And right under WWE, just the Slammy Award he won last year. Yep, that's why Sting is Sting. Well, that's why he's got Kabuki Theater and taiko drums and all that good stuff. Now, moving on to Triple H. I have to say, I was kind of a fan of the entrance, and I thought they actually managed to integrate Terminator well. When I read that he was going to have a Terminator-based entrance, I thought it was going to be awful. But it was everything Max Landis said about Triple H, you know, that he's just he has to, basically, for lack of a better term, he has to just self-pleasure all over the place. You know, he has to buff himself up, beef himself up, making himself look like the biggest, baddest man on the planet, because he's just that insecure, secretly. But no, I thought they did a pretty decent job of integrating it, especially when you take the finish of the match into account as well. Because basically, they sort of made Triple H a Terminator. And that was kind of the theme, whether, again, a lot of people got it or not. There's a good chance they didn't. But yeah, Triple H became the Terminator. And he terminated both Sting and, of course, WCW. JBL really did put it best himself. Once again, we win. Take that. Oop, yours, Sting. So yes, it was a Terminator entrance, but at the same time, they kind of made Triple H a Terminator, and that was the point of it. Which took a lot less time to explain than Sting's one. Now, if only we can understand why the NWO came out to help Sting. Well, I guess we're just going to have to go with money. I guess you could also say that they hated DX so much and they just wanted to fight for WCW that they just came out anyway, even though it was Sting that they were technically coming out for. And again, I just really want to draw attention to Kevin Nash going down, grabbing his quad and teasing a quad injury just to mess with everyone. I don't want to watch the man wrestle, but I'd happily watch him troll everyone. And I guess that's it for this week again, I guess. Yeah. I've basically done everything I wanted to do and explained everything. So, yep. Tune in, as always, this Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, bwfradio.com. No, that's not it. We're back on the website now. Just use the podcast section on the website. Yep. And I will see you then, along with the rest of the crew, when we come to you on Tuesday, at Sundays, 2 p.m. Eastern. Until then.